Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Hello, Sister Luciana, Om Shanti, and welcome to the Seeing Into Being. Hope you're doing well.
Hello, Eric. So, it's a pleasure to be with you. Om Shanti.
Welcome. You know, Sister Luciana, I will start with a strange question because for many Westerners, probably not BKs, but non-BKs, there's a heaven sometimes in Brazil. You know, this is a country of sun and beauty and leisure.
Nowadays, we are facing a lot of crisis, so I don't think that it's heaven anymore.
All right. So you're ready to take us to the real heaven?
Yes, sure.
All right. So, you know, it's always good to start maybe with a more personal approach of your own experience of how, when you came into Gyan, what were your first exposure to the idea of Golden Age and how you started to develop your own understanding of Golden Age? And even if you had any personal trance or experiences, air conditioning ticket to Golden Age already?
Well, I didn't have any trance or any vision in terms of the Golden Age. But when I came in contact with Baba, this was about 37 years ago, the concept of Golden Age fascinated me. I think that because as a soul who had lived that reality, I have had always this longing for a perfect world. So a perfect social structure, perfect relationships. And because I came from a very intense bhakti with Hatha Yoga and Hindu mythology, I studied that and I used to have very special love for Krishna and I had Krishna's picture in my room. So it was not difficult then to buy the traditional ideas of how Golden Age would be as described in an Indian context with palaces, jewelry, festivities, that especially became more clear to me after I read a book called A Princess Remembers. I don't know if you have heard about this book, but it's very, very interesting book written by Gayatri Devi. She was the Maharani of Jaipur, which was one of the richest kingdoms in India. And she describes in the book her lifestyle. And she goes into very many details of their holidays, their parties, their traveling. And we can see through her description the abundance and the lifestyle of these Maharajas. And this was just in the 20th century, a few years ago, in fact, because she died, she left the body almost with 100 years not long ago. And I could see that even after almost 5,000 years, these Maharajas were living with so much richness, and that gave me a glimpse of how Golden Age would be. Also, some clear perception came to me of how most of these descriptions of the Golden Age we have in the Murlis are related to the life in the palaces. Outside the palace for the small population of that time, besides some indications that Baba gives in Murlis, like that all will be happy, that nothing will lack, and that all will have that sense of belonging and of being masters, they are not really clear descriptions of how the social systems and the daily life will flow in Golden Age. So there was, at that time, beginning of Gyan, a lot of innocence from my side and a lot of maturity, lack of maturity, in fact. And Golden Age was like a fairy tale. Now, Golden Age has a much more vivid reality for me, and it's more subtle, more about qualities, about this oneness that I think that is the quality that best describes for me the Golden Age. So I think that that's it.
Can you describe a little bit more how you relate to the Golden Age now? You're talking about qualities and oneness, the values of the Golden Age, but how, you know, because the concept of this program, Seeing Into Being, is really making sure that our vision is clear enough that we know where we're going. So how much important is it for you to see it clearly, and what is it in detail for you now, your vision of the future, what we call Golden Age, but could be just a new world or paradise, heaven? What is your vision at the moment?
Well, I think that it plays an important part for me now, because, you know, with all the situation of the world and the crisis, and it doesn't seem that it's going to become better in the near future. So I think that the whole concept of a better world just like inspires us not to feel desperate and to have hope for a future after all the destruction or all the crisis or all the climate change, whatever you want to see. Because every day we are bombarded with so many bad news into the media. So I think that gives us hope and a different perspective. And for me, definitely, it's very inspiring. Especially because, as I have mentioned, you know, there was a very clear feeling of an existence of a world where harmony would be present. And I think that harmony probably is the best word to describe this harmony between souls and between souls and matter. And also, Golden Age for me, as for many of the Westerners, I think that now it's not so much about richness or palaces or, you know, vimans and to have parties every day and picnic. But for me, it's about having that spiritual elegance that we call royalty. And I think that in Golden Age, we will be expressing the very many qualities that we are acquiring now in our Raja Yoga training, because it's just like to see the result of everything that we are studying, everything that we are practicing. And for me, very much there is this experience and this training, this understanding, that now, in the confluence age, we are developing this mastery. So all our meditation practice and our study is about becoming masters. And, of course, first of all, master of ourselves. And this mastery for me has a very, very beautiful meaning, because mastery for me means like freedom. I understand that whenever we become master of ourselves, we are going to be really free. Okay, we are going to be happy, we are going to be, you know, calm and peaceful, but more than anything, we are going to be free from influences, we are going to be free from the past. So we are going to be free from all the worries or the pressures. So I see this paradise as being, first of all, the masters of our own minds, our bodies, our sense organs. And so there will be no desires, no heaviness, and there will be this natural grace and beauty. Baba many times mentions about how we are going to be naturally beautiful. And this beauty, it will be of the body, of course, but especially to be, you know, that grace of the eyes, of the gestures, of the movements. So there will be also a harmony with the community, which for me is very, very important. And in fact, for me, this is very much connected to be part of an organization. I try not to be fooled or not to be confused with myself, my soul, my spiritual development, with being part of an institution. It means that I pay a lot of attention not to be institutionalized, but at the same time, I feel that to be part of an organization is very essential for us to develop the sense of community, which should be perfect in Golden Age. In Golden Age, there will be that perfect balance between individuality and being part of this community, and that feeling of oneness that Baba describes as, you know, like now in Sangam Yuga, we feel that the mistake of one is the mistake of all of us. Of course, there will not be any mistakes, but there will be that feeling. I even feel that there will be no separation, that the limits between us and everything around us will be very fluid. It is almost like not having a very defined or clear line between people or between people and objects. I think that it would be everything more subtle. It would be in terms of vibrations. It will not be so gross as we are now, so dense. And because of that, there will be like not fast and hard lines and shapes. We make so much effort now to be so conscious and to make ourselves aware that we are not the bodies. But in fact, in Golden Age, I feel that the body will be a natural extension of the soul. And because there will be this balance between love and detachment, which will be expressed through caring, sharing, observing, gentleness, generosity, it will be a community with a lot of interaction. But it will be an interaction very, very subtle and gentle. So that's how I visualize. And in terms of another aspect of being a master that we are training now, so that in Golden Age we are going to be masters of time, there will be no impulsiveness, which is something that I have myself, to be very attentive, because many times I am impulsive. So that it will not be like that, would not exist. There will be no rush. There will not be like before or later. Just everything will be on the right time, like perfect synchronicity. And then again,
if I can allow myself just to add something to where you're going, because we are interested also in making the connection between where we are at now and how we're going to get to the future. And you touched already on the concept of harmony and harmony with the community and the connection with the organization. And I'm wondering, what do you think of, you know, how much are we getting really closer to that oneness, to that harmony? What do we need to work on to get closer to that state that will be a natural preparation for the Golden Age? So where are we at now? And my next question after that will be, what is stopping us from really moving forward?
Well, to be very sincere, and I am very careful not to generalize, because I cannot say that everyone is on the same move or on the same stage. But if I would generalize and just take an overall picture of the Brahmin family or the Brahmin community, I think that many BKs think that they already have the passport to Golden Age. that it's already guaranteed, because they have faith in Baba, listen to the Murli, follow the basic principles. But to be sincere, I don't think that that's sufficient. Without judging everyone, I feel that that spiritual fabric for the creation of a perfect world is not yet visible in the Brahmin family or Brahmin community. So I still feel, you know, like if we think in terms of the stage of the Brahmin community now, it looks like the golden age will take 40,000 years still to come, but we know that it's not like that. So something will have to happen for us to speed up. What it is, I don't know exactly. I don't know if it's like we have been consolidating all these experiences inside, and at one point, like an insight, everything will come out suddenly, at once. I don't know if it is like when it reaches to the point of really collapsing everything, then we are going to emerge all the practice and the knowledge. But if I look, whenever I go to Madhuban especially, and I see that big Brahmin community, I feel that we are far away from creating this golden age.
Any indication on what could be the major block for you? Of course, body consciousness and Maya and Ravan and the whole crew, but what do you see as being maybe a little bit something that should be an indication for us that maybe there is a cue on what we need to work on in order to move faster to the golden age?
Well, I think that one of the main things that is keeping us from this golden age experience, it's that still I see a lot of I-ness and my-ness due especially to the role consciousness. We are not flying as free spirits. We still see a lot of hindrance in the spiritual stage of the Brahmins due to conflict of personalities and sanskars. And still many masks are operating, you know, like still a lot of limits or limitations about numbers and programs. Service is not being played with that real, pure intention of bringing benefit to others and as a step stone for our own progress. And maybe it is even analyzing myself, because service many times is still like played as a career for many, or even service more like, you know, like being successful in terms of actions, and that mental service is missing. So I think that service many times is the bondage instead of being a stepstone for a springboard, let us say. And a lot of role consciousness. I think that these are the two main things that is still hiding our beautiful angel form before becoming deities.
Lovely. It's just to maybe a last little quick question before we contemplate on what you're saying. You were mentioning also that for you it's important in order to create harmony as well within the community, not to become institutionalized. How does it translate for your own personal dharana, your personal consciousness, your personal effort? What does it mean to you to be deinstitutionalized and to maintain your free spirit that you were talking about? Describe it for us.
I think that institutionalized means that we incorporate the role of a BK. So we start to think as a BK, to act like a BK, to love the things that BKs love, which is just a temporary state. We cannot just dwell on that. You know, like I'm playing my role as a BK, of course, and I'm following what Baba teaches me, because it's a respect for Baba, respect for the organization. But that consciousness, I know that as a being, as an eternal soul, I'm not a BK. So that's also one more role. And when we become trapped in the BK role, then everything that is important in terms of BK structure becomes essential for us. The recognition, the badge and the clothes and, you know, like the external things start to define us instead of our spiritual stage, our qualities, our dharma, like you said before. And again, I'm not saying that we cannot use the things, but it's all about the intention and the consciousness with which we are following our BK life. Let us say, in Madhupan this year, there were two very, very interesting sessions. One was with Brother Francois from Paris, and I participated in that, all about this Shankar stage. So when we are talking or experiencing the Shankar stage, it means that even the limitations of our Brahmin role have to collapse. And another very interesting also seminar that I participated was with Anna Dolyani from Lebanon, and she emphasizes a lot in terms of our eternal consciousness and making the drama small. And I think that the institutionalized role or attitude or consciousness is to make the drama very big. So whatever happens in the drama, whatever you get from the drama, seems to be the most important thing, and we lose this perspective of eternity. So I think that's what I can say.
Thank you. It's very lovely, and I think it will give us lots of food to think about for preparing for the Golden Age. Before we let you go to this beautiful world of Brazil, even though it's not heaven anymore over there, how about you share with us just for maybe 3 minutes just a contemplation on some thoughts that will evoke within you this kind of awareness of Golden Age, a state of Golden Age, this free spirit that you are referring to. Let's have maybe a little contemplation together with you for 3 minutes.
So, I see myself in my future form, the beautiful image created by the divine sculptor. I see my face radiant, soft texture. My eyes express innocence and wisdom. And with my eyes, I communicate my intentions. No need to explain and convince others. All are self-aware and self-controlled masters. Fewer words spoken like rare treasures for the delight of the ears and joy for the heart. I breathe deeply, feeling the air that connects my soul to my body. The air is like a subtle bridge. No separation, no distinction, oneness. I see my graceful figure, light in form and weight, My gestures are gentle and delicate, as in a dance, and we all interact with respect and trust in a natural form. We don't know any other way. You are me, and I'm you. Oneness. Time pauses, and I observe. I watch nature in its exuberant form. But that seems ordinary, because the whole creation is magnificent. Nature is simply my extended form, the same oneness, all in its perfect color, luminosity, perfect shape, quality, without any excess, nothing extra, harmony and order all around, paradise, the manifestation of my pure being. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Om Shanti.